Okay, David, big game on Saturday night, Letterkenny against Crumlin United. I'm sure it's one you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it now. I mean, myself and the lads have worked quite hard all season, you know, towards this sort of intermediate cup final. I mean, Eamon's drilled it in this all season. He said at the end of last season we were going to really push for the intermediate cup this year, and it's a bit it's hard to believe we're actually 4 or 5 days away from it now, so yeah. Really looking forward to it.
Well, your own campaign hasn't really been helped by this injury, the shoulder problem that you've had. Are you over it now, or is it still something that's there?
Well, I'm more or less over it. I'll be able to play on Saturday. It's a little bit niggly at the moment, but I've been getting a lot of physio on it, and I've been out in the ice bath as well and doing a lot of strengthening work for it. So no, I should be ready to go on Saturday evening.
Well, listen, you'll be remembered probably more than anything in this cup run for the way you came on in the semi-final against Ringmahon and helped the team to victory on what was a memorable day.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny leading up to the game. During the week I said to a friend, you know, I don't think I'll be able to start, or I don't know if I'll play. And he said to me, you know, it's made for you to come on and maybe grab the winner. And it just ended up happening. I think, you know, it was meant to happen that way. I mean, Stevie got injured and he was doing a great job, and then I just came on, and I mean, it just all fell into place for us. I think we deserved it overall anyway. You know, the boys had put in a monumental shift, you know, defensively and attacking during the whole game, and then I think maybe they were, Ringmahon were just a bit tired last 15, and we just capitalised on that then, so we did.
Yeah, well, you're probably one of those players that you'd be described as a versatile player. You can play in most positions on the pitch, and sometimes that's something that might work against you, Dave, because you never really get established in a certain position.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Ryan Lonergan about it a couple of weeks ago. I think I've played in every position now this season, maybe bar right midfield. I've played and in goals, obviously. But so, I mean, at the start of the season we were struggling for centre halves, and Eamon asked me to do a job. So, I mean, I said, you know, no problem. I have played there a bit in the past. Left back was a bit unusual, but no, it's been fine. I mean, I've seemed to now sort of get a role, maybe sort of off Macca, and myself and Stevie are really pushing each other for that place in the team, which is, you know, it's fantastic for Eamon to have that sort of headache to try and pick a team for Saturday. But all in all, I'm quite happy where I am now at the moment.
Well, you're part of a strong squad, David. I mean, there's plenty of options there for Eamon ahead of this Saturday. And I mean, there's a few niggles, I'm sure, in the squad, but he has the players there that I'm sure he thinks will deliver the goods.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest attribute, you know, the squad has is its strength and depth. I mean, if you look across the whole squad, there's so much experience, and then, you know, some of the younger lads then, fantastic players, and there's a real good mix. So there is. So, I mean, Eamon's got a hard task picking an 11 to start in the Aviva on Saturday, but the boys who are on the bench, I mean, they're more than capable to come on and change the game, as was seen in the semi-final, you know.
I'm sure it's going to be the biggest game most of the players I'll ever have played in, and you're probably no different, although you've a wee bit more experience than some because you've played at League of Ireland level as well, David.
Yeah, I played a bit after I left Derry. I went down to college in Galway and I signed for Salthill, and we played in the First Division. And that was quite good experience, you know, playing in the big grounds, travelling to Wexford, and played against Harps as well up in Finn Park. And you know, it is good. There's a lot of experience in the team, but it's going to be definitely the biggest game I've played in, without a doubt. And I would say there's, you know, maybe take out the likes of Jonathan Minnick and Shane Bradley.
Yeah.
I think everybody else is going to be, and their experience will be fantastic to have on the pitch.
Yeah.
Those two boys are great leaders, so there.